Hey, Scott. Thanks for joining us today. First of all, your overall impressions, your overall assessment of the 2023 season?
Yeah, I think overall, there are a lot of positives of the season. I think the team, to make the playoffs again, you know, year after year, it's something that's great for the organization and the club. I think there are ups and downs, obviously. I think away record, awesome. And obviously something to build on in the future is to get that home record back to what this club knows and wants in the future. But, yeah, I think there was a lot of development of younger players, opportunities for younger players, and I think the club is moving in the right direction.
With a guy of your status, you know, you've played a lot of years in this league with New England and out here. What's kind of your role in, like, developing these younger guys?
It's a good question. I mean, I think personally, I'm always trying to lead by example. So giving it all in training, doing everything I can, you know, in terms of on and off the field. But if I see something that they could, you know, improve or something that, you know, a habit that they could fix that I see, usually, you know, coaches pick that stuff out before us players notice it. But if there's anything I can help or give little bits of information, I will. I wouldn't say there's any, like, specific thing that I'm responsible for at all, but I always try to, if I see a player with tons of potential and who wants to learn and listen. Yeah.
Personally for you, you didn't see as many minutes as maybe you did last season with Real Salt Lake. What's maybe your role for this team and here going forward? And what's your role going forward for 2024?
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but of course everyone wants to play a lot. They always want to play more than they do. And for me, you know, as the season wore on, I realized that wasn't going to happen. So I just continued to try to work hard in training and help the guys who were playing out as much as possible, whether that be for playing with the second team or helping out young guys, all that. But ultimately, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm very thankful for the whole organization, and it's been an awesome, awesome experience. But we'll see. Yeah. And
sure.
I hope all the young guys and new players continue to grow, because a lot of great people in here. So.
Hey, Scott, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Alex mentioned a little bit about the lack of playing time that you had this year. At any time throughout the season, were you at all frustrated with the lack of playing time?
Sure. Like I said, everyone wants to play. Yeah. But, like, you realize, you know, when a team is having success, like, there's not going to be a ton of change, and nor should there be. You know what I mean? It's you earn your time on the field, and a lot of times in training, I wasn't earning that time on the field. I think early in the year, I was more frustrated, but once I realized that kind of wasn't the path I was going down, you try to help out in other ways. And I think the team, you know, like I said, it was more positives than negatives this year, and I'm proud of a lot of the guys out there. So.
Yeah. Playing in more of a defensive midfield role is where you kind of tend to play. That was a position that ended up becoming a little more thin as the year wore on,
mm-hmm.
With some injuries to some guys. Did you find yourself having to mentor and kind of teach up more guys than you thought at that position?
Honestly, not really. I mean, it's a position that Pablo is also very experienced in, and it's one that I think we had some intelligent players playing in. So sure, if there were pointers that I had to give, absolutely, but these guys, you know, they did a great job, and they're talented, smart players, and I think they're great, and I think they have a bright future as well.
Think so.
Yeah.
You mentioned developing young, like helping develop those young players, and you know, if there's somebody that is willing to learn and, you know, has exceptional talent, you know, maybe keep an eye out for them. Is there anyone that, one or two players that this year that really stood out to you that were like, these are the guys?
That's a tough question. I don't want to put pressure on any of the young guys. I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to put on, especially to fans, I don't want to have any crazy expectations for anyone. But I think there's talent in this organization. I think there's going to be opportunities for some guys moving forward, and I wish them all the best. I think they have great potential.
Anything else for Scott?
One more for me, and we can skip it if you can't speak on it. But what's the contract situation looking like for you heading into 2024? And do you anticipate to be back with Real Salt Lake next season?
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know yet. So
okay.
Yeah, we'll skip it for now. But I'm sure there'll be a point soon to chat about that stuff. So.
Awesome, man. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks,
all right, thank you all. Yeah, I appreciate you all following and getting the good reports out for the club and everything. So I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, man.